And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 14th of March, 2010. 1939, on this day, John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath was published, the story of the Joad family and their migration from the Dust Bowl of Oklahoma to California. It's the birthday of Albert Einstein, born in Ulm, Germany, 1879. He loved math, but he hated school, dropped out, taught himself calculus, got a job in the Swiss Patent Office in Bern, where his job was to evaluate patent applications and decide if they would actually work. It wasn't a demanding job, and at night Einstein would come home and pursue his own scientific investigations. And in 1905, at the age of 26, he wrote his paper on the special theory of relativity, which says that if the speed of light is constant and if all natural laws are the same in every frame of reference, then both time and motion are relative to the observer. In that same year, he published three more papers, each of which was just as revolutionary as that one, including the paper that included his most famous equation, E equals mc squared. E, energy, m, mass, and c stands for the velocity of light. And today is Pi Day, P-I, celebrating the mathematical constant pi, the symbol for the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. An irrational number, meaning it goes on forever without repeating itself or having patterns, which begins 3.14, and so the 14th of March is celebrated as Pi Day. There are Pi Day celebrations around the country, people throwing cream pies, people walking in circles, and pi recitation contests. The world record, according to the Guinness Book, is held by Lu Chao, a grad student from China, who over the course of 24 hours and 4 minutes recited pi to the 67,890th decimal place without error. To aid in the memorization of pi, people have written poetry and stories in which the number of letters in each successive word represent the digits of pi. For example, the sentence, "How I need a drink, alcoholic in nature, after the heavy lectures involving quantum mechanics," begins with the words how, 3 letters, I, 1 letter, need, 4 letters, 3.14. And in 1996, a pi philologist wrote a 3,834-digit cadaic cadenza, which begins with a retelling of Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven, and the number of letters in each word represent pi. Poe, E, near a raven, midnight so dreary, tired and weary, and so forth. Here's a poem for today by Connie Wanick, entitled Honey. Luxury itself, thick as a Persian carpet, honey fills the jar with the concentrated sweetness of countless thefts, the blossoms bereft, the hive destitute. Though my debts are heavy, honey would pay them all. Honey heals, honey mends. A spoon takes more than it can hold without reproach. A knife plunges deep but does no injury. Honey moves with intense deliberation. Between one drop and the next, 40 lean years pass in a distant desert. What one generation labored for, another receives, and yet another gives thanks. A poem titled Honey by Connie Wanick from her book On Speaking Terms, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.